listen to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go, Giants! SF Giants! Let's go, Giants! SF Giants!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is Torture Cast.
Hey, Giants fans, this is Chad again from TortureCast, and here is our interview with Giants reliever Javier Lopez. We ask him about why he re-signed with the team, and if he could change one rule in baseball, what would it be? Also, be sure to check out our other interviews with many of the Giants players from Media Day. Hope you enjoy it.
So, I'm sure everybody's asking you a question. What was the number one reason that you re-signed?
Well, I think there's more than one reason, but when you're here and you win two World Series, it's tough to really turn your back on the city and the fans and try to look for other places. It's what every player wants. You want to be on a team that competes, plays well, and gives you a chance to win, and a city that supports you and a fan base that comes out regularly. And obviously San Fran fits all those.
That's good to hear. It seems to be a special place for players. Sit in the stands, it's one thing, but it's nice to hear that perspective from the players. Places are different, let's say.
Definitely,
in terms
yes.
of the support
sure.
and the vocal contribution. Obviously, you've been excellent for me, in the bullpen. You're such a great specialist, and obviously, you still can't ride these out, too. But as far as the offseason, was there anything that you felt like you needed to work on, a deficiency, something that you needed to address?
Well, I think you always go into an offseason trying to game plan and try to get better. The longer I've been in this game, I've always learned that that you always add, you never subtract as you get going. And I went into the offseason kind of thinking maybe pitch sequences a little bit and trying to think about different ways. I've been so focused on getting lefties out that I've kind of gotten away from some of the things that work to get righties out. I used to throw more complete innings and stuff earlier in my career, and now I'm coming in to just get one, two outs, and it's real easy to just fall into that comfort zone. So, I try to work on the pitches and trying to bring back some more of the off-speed things that I can use to both, not just lefties, but the righties as well.
Yeah, so is that something that you're hoping maybe this year you do have more exposure, get the pen if two out of three batters are righties coming up, or two out of four, let's say, just 50-50, they're still calling you out more often in those situations?
Well, you want to be ready. That's what it is. Obviously, I know how our bullpen works, and that's another reason why I came back. I knew the continuity and how Coachy likes to run the bullpen, but when we do those kind of things, you want to give him as many options as you can, and you want him to have the confidence in you to get any hitter out, regardless of if it's righty or lefty. So when we're in that position, that's what we want to do. And obviously, when you want your number to be called and you want to be out there, but ultimately, you just want to make sure you're prepared, and that's what I was trying to do.
And if you weren't a professional ball player, what sport would you like to have played professionally?
That's a great question. I think I'd probably go with basketball. Just because you get to wear shorts and a tank top, and you're always going to play, and it's inside. You don't have to worry about you don't have to worry about the weather. I'd say golf would be a close second. The only problem with golf is that you have to deal with winds and stuff like that, and I'm not a very good golfer. But I would hope if I'm being a professional, that I'd figure it out at some point.
Right. And if there's one rule in baseball that you could change, because the sport is resistant to change. We just had the change to catchers in the first to third last year. Replay, what would you change?
I would change, that's tough to just narrow it down to one, but the one for sure, the one for sure would be the when a pitcher comes in and the guy steals second base uncontested, say you're up by however many or down or whatever, and then you give up a base hit and that guy scores, that should be an unearned run. Because the guy's already in scoring position, but you didn't try to get him out.
Right.
So I don't think that's, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I doubt it, but that would be the one I would change.
Yeah, all the saber metric guys probably get crazy.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, exactly.
What? We have to change everything. Well, thanks a lot.
No problem. Yep.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying we'll see you next time.